This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel says government committed to increase production to grow country's economy. Communication Minister Parbat Gurung urges media to pay special attention to uplift the dignity of the journalism sector. And suicide bombings kill at least 34 people in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel said that the government is committed to increase production and job opportunities while increasing investment to grow country's economy spoiled by ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at the 23rd anniversary and 22nd annual general meeting of the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal SEJAN, Minister Paudel stressed the need for a strong help and togetherness of private sector to deal with challenges created by the infection as the government alone could not do so. Minister Paudel said the foundation stone would be laid today for the construction of 5 to 15 bed hospitals at local level across the country, a plan of the government to stem the COVID-19 crisis on health sector. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has pledged to move ahead through coordination and cooperation for the development and expansion of the media sector to curb irregularities and anomalies in the society. Addressing the International Nepali Journalists Association Global Media Conference 2020, organized by International Nepali Journalists Association, Minister Gurung suggested that the media should work to pay special attention to uplift the dignity of the journalism sector through dissemination of correct information to the people. Calling the stakeholders to up the dignity of the media, Minister Gurung urged to stop the dissemination of fabricated and baseless information. Gurung, also the government spokesperson, said that the media needs to be transformed from a traditional mentality and perspectives, adding that the media has a role to develop a civilized and cultured society with positive attitudes. The Guru Nanak Jayanti is being observed today by organizing different programs. Guru Nanak, the propounder of Sikhism, was born in Punjab of Pakistan on the day of Kartik Shukla Purnima in 1526 Bikram Samvat. He wrote Guru Granth Sahib, the religious text of Sikhism. Likewise, programs will be held at Guru Nanak shrines in Bhasmesur of Pasupati, Ganesur and Thapathali to pay homage to the founder of Sikhism. This year's Guru Nanak Jayanti is being marked by maintaining health precautions owing to the COVID-19 pandemic. President Vidyadev Bhandari has extended a message of good wishes to all brothers and sisters of Sikh religious communities at home and abroad on the occasion of Guru Nanak Jayanti, stating that Guru Nanak guided all for peace, tolerance, unity and welfare. President Bhandari expressed her confidence that all will be inspired from Guru Nanak Jayanti to maintain social justice, equality and brotherhood by ending existing caste-based discrimination, maintaining a robust unity amid religious, social and cultural diversities. One person has died of coronavirus infection in Kanchanpur district today. According to information officer of Sethi Provincial Hospital, COVID-19 temporary hospital, Dilip Kumar Shrestha, a 76-year-old man of Bellary Municipality 4, died of coronavirus infection. All people infected from coronavirus in a village of Namkharule municipality in Humla district won the battle against the virus from Sunday. Health assistant of Mukchur Health Post, Chuki Lama, said that the rural municipality has now no reported active case of the coronavirus, as all 54 infected people tested negative for the virus on 27th and 29th of November. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 34 people have been killed in two separate suicide bombings that targeted a military base and a provincial chief. In Eastern Province, 31 soldiers were killed and 24 others wounded on Sunday when an attacker drove a military vehicle full of explosive onto an army commando base before detonating it. The attack was also confirmed by Interior Ministry, though he did not provide details on casualties. Indonesia's Mount Eli Liotolog has erupted, belching a column of smoke and ash 4 kilometers into the sky, triggering a flight warning and the closure of the local airport. There were no reports of injuries or damage from the eruption on Sunday in a remote part of the Southeast Asian archipelago. Indonesia has nearly 130 active volcanoes, more than any other country, and while many show high levels of activity, it can be weeks or even months before an eruption. About 2,780 people from 26 villages had sought refuge, although no casualties have so far been reported. Funding shortfalls and disruption to treatment in sub-Saharan Africa as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic risks tens of thousands more lives being lost to malaria, the World Health Organization warns in its annual report on the mosquito-borne disease on Monday. The UN's health agency said it was concerned that even moderate disruptions in access to treatment could lead to a considerable loss of life. A 10% disruption in access to effective anti-malarial treatment in sub-Saharan Africa could lead to 19,000 additional deaths, the report found. WHO's latest world report on malaria, which is preventable and treatable and mainly affects countries in Africa, shows progress against the disease had already slowed when the COVID-19 pandemic emerged earlier this year. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel says government committed to increase production to grow country's economy. Communication Minister Parbat Gurung urges media to pay special attention to uplift the dignity of the journalism sector. And suicide bombings kill at least 34 people in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.